For this initial awareness and training, I suggest a session focused enough to hold attention and short enough that the important messages will be remembered. While the amount of material to be covered certainly justifies longer training, the importance of providing awareness and motivation, along with a reasonable number of essential messages, in my view, outweighs any notion of half-day or full-day sessions that leave people numb with too much information. The emphasis of these sessions should be on conveying an appreciation of the harm that can be done to the company and to employees individually unless all employees follow good security work habits. More important than learning about specific security practices is the motivation that leads employees to accept personal responsibility for security. In situations where some employees cannot readily attend classroom sessions, the company should consider developing awareness training using other forms of instruction, such as videos, computer-based training, online courses, or written materials. After the initial short training session, longer sessions should be designed to educate employees about specific vulnerabilities and attack techniques relative to their position in the company. Refresher training should be required at least once a year. The nature of the threat and the methods used to exploit people are ever-changing, so the content of the program should be kept up to date. Moreover, people's awareness and alertness diminish over time, so training must be repeated at reasonable intervals to reinforce security principles. Here again, the emphasis needs to be as much on keeping employees convinced of the importance of security policies and motivated to adhere to them as on exposing specific threats and social engineering methods. Managers must also allow reasonable time for their subordinates to become familiar with security policies and procedures and to participate in the security awareness program. Employees should not be expected to study security policies or attend security classes on their own time. New employees should be given ample time to review security policies and published security practices prior to beginning their job responsibilities. Employees who change positions within the organization to a job that involves access to sensitive information or computer systems should, of course, be required to complete a security training program tailored to their new responsibilities. For example, when a computer operator becomes a systems administrator, or a receptionist becomes an administrative assistant, new training is required. Training course contents. When reduced to their fundamentals, all social engineering attacks have the same common element, deception. The victim is led to believe that the attacker is a fellow employee or some other person who is authorized to access sensitive information, or authorized to give the victim instructions that involve taking actions with a computer or computer-related equipment. Almost all of these attacks could be foiled if the targeted employee simply followed two steps. Verify the identity of the person making the request. Is the person making the request really who he claims to be? Verify whether the person is authorized. Does the person have the need to know, or is he otherwise authorized to make this request? If awareness training sessions could change behavior so that each employee would always be consistent about testing any request against these criteria, the risk associated with social engineering attacks would be dramatically reduced. A practical information security awareness and training program that addresses human behavior and social engineering aspects should include the following. A description of how attackers use social engineering skills to deceive people. The methods used by social engineers to accomplish their objectives. How to recognize a possible social engineering attack. The procedure for handling a suspicious request. Where to report social engineering attempts or successful attacks. The importance of challenging anyone who makes a suspicious request, regardless of the person's claimed position or importance. The fact that they should not implicitly trust others without proper verification, even though their impulse is to give others the benefit of the doubt. The importance of verifying the identity and authority of any person making a request for information or action. See Verification and Authorization Procedures, Chapter 16, for ways to verify identity. Procedures for protecting sensitive information, including familiarity with any data classification system. The location of the company's security policies and procedures and their importance to the protection of information and corporate information systems. A summary of key security policies and an explanation of their meaning. For example, every employee should be instructed in how to devise a difficult-to-guess password. The obligation of every employee to comply with the policies and the consequences for non-compliance. Social engineering, by definition, involves some kind of human interaction. An attacker will very frequently use a variety of communication methods and technologies in attempting to achieve his or her goal. For this reason, a well-rounded awareness program should attempt to cover some or all of the following. Security policies related to computer and voicemail passwords. The procedure for disclosing sensitive information or materials. Email usage policy, including the safeguards to prevent malicious code attacks, including viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Physical security requirements, such as wearing a badge. The responsibility to challenge people on the premises who aren't wearing a badge. Best security practices of voicemail usage. How to